All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. All 32 National Football League teams will see representatives from their front offices in Indianapolis right now as they are all set on the National Football League Scouting Combine. But there's one team in particular that I want to focus on right now, and that's going to be the Dallas Cowboys. Now, the Cowboys came into the 2015 NFL season with plenty of expectations. Dallas went 12-4 in 2014. They won the NFC East, and they also won a playoff game and advanced to the divisional round. But things did not go as planned for the Dallas Cowboys in 2015 due to the fact that quarterback Tony Romo missed 12 games with a collarbone injury. Now, in the four games that Romo played, Dallas was 3-1. But in the 12 games that Romo missed, Dallas was 1-11, and you saw the importance and the value of what he brings to the table for this team. But at the same time, if you're the Cowboys, you have to be realistic. Tony Romo is going to be 36 years of age by the time that the National Football League draft rolls around, and the Cowboys do own the fourth overall pick right now, and this is also a franchise that has not drafted a quarterback in the first round since Troy Aikman back in 1989. And it's funny that I brought that up because the Cowboys are coming off of their worst season since 89. But you look at the Cowboys and you have to wonder, that early on, would Jerry Jones be willing to pull the trigger on drafting a quarterback? You look at some of the quarterbacks that are going to be available in round one. Of course, you have Jared Goff out of Cal. You have Carson Wentz out of North Dakota State. And you also have Paxton Lynch out of Memphis. You have two quarterbacks, one in Connor Cook from Michigan State and Christian Hackenberg from Penn State. Both of these guys could potentially sneak into the first round. If not, they would be available early on in the second round if the Cowboys wanted to go in that direction with quarterback. Now, make no mistake about it, like I said before, when Romo was on the field, he's a difference maker for the Dallas Cowboys. But the bottom line is this: Jerry Jones has attempted to build the offensive line around Romo to protect him. He has attempted to build the rushing game around Romo to protect him. And at this point, it is very tough. I know Jerry Jones loves Tony Romo, but at this point, it is very tough for the Dallas Cowboys to sit back and put that much stock in a 36-year-old player who has injury issues, especially with the collarbone and clavicle, because you know that these defenses in the NFL are going to bear down on him and look to hit him to knock him out of the game. You also look at the running back position for the Dallas Cowboys, and I know Darren McFadden was their starting running back last year, and he gained 1,089 yards on the ground. But the problem is this: McFadden has had a history throughout his NFL career of being injury prone. In 7 years with the Raiders, McFadden only went over the 1,000 yard mark once, and he only made an appearance in all 16 games with the Raiders one time in his NFL career. That was in 2014. At the same time, he was able to appear in all 16 games this past season for the Cowboys. But how much stock can you put into a running back at the age of 29 like McFadden that has injury issues? You also look on the defensive side of the ball. Dallas was 17th overall last year in total defense, but it was a situation where Jerry Jones really rolled the dice in trying to fix up and beef up his defensive line in the same fashion like he had been working on the offensive line the past few years. You know about the history of the Greg Hardy with the Carolina Panthers. Jerry Jones took a chance on him last year, and more than likely, it's going to be one and done as far as the seasons for Greg Hardy with the Cowboys. Last year, the Cowboys used an early pick in the draft on defensive end Randy Gregory. And, you know, Gregory came into the NFL with character issues. And what happened? He's failed his drug test, and now he's going to miss the first four games of the NFL season. Now, more than likely at number four, Ohio State defensive end Joey Bosa will be available. But at the same time, Bosa comes into the NFL with character issues of his own. This was a guy that was suspended by his head football coach at Ohio State, Urban Meyer, last year. And on top of that, he was ejected in Ohio State's New Year's Day Fiesta Bowl victory over Notre Dame due to targeting. So you have to wonder, are teams going to be lining up, and will the Cowboys want to go out there and once again roll the dice on a guy that has the ability but could get into trouble? You also look at the secondary for the Dallas Cowboys, and it wasn't that long ago that the Cowboys were drooling over cornerback Maurice Claiborne to the point that they traded up to the sixth pick a few years ago with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to go ahead and pick him. But Claiborne has not lived up to the hype. Dallas is all but ready to move on from him. I know last year they used a first-round pick on cornerback Byron Jones out of UConn, but right now the Cowboys love Jones more at safety. Would Dallas be willing to go to the cornerback position once again? I mean, you look at the NFC East and the receivers that they have to deal with. Of course, Jordan Matthews with the Philadelphia Eagles, Odell Beckham Jr. with the New York Giants, and DeSean Jackson with the Washington Redskins. But Dallas can go in several different directions with this pick. But you have to look at it like this. I know that Dallas finished 4-12 this past year. I know that they were in the basement of the NFC East. But it's not that far-fetched. If Dallas puts together a very solid draft in April, that this team will be right back in the mix to win this division. And I'll tell you like this, in the National Football League, the way that things are set up nowadays with parity, it is rather easy, or let me rephrase that, it's easier than it was in the past for a team to get things turned around in one offseason. At the same time, you look at this NFC East division, not since 2008 with the Giants has a team that has won the NFC East had a first-round bye, which means that this team, that this division always is up for grabs right now because nobody's running away with it. You go back to 2011 with the Giants. They went 9-7 and won this division. And there's been several times over the past couple of years that you've had the division winner finish with a record of 10-6 as the division really was not decided until either Week 16 or Week 17. And for with that said, Washington this past season finished with a record of 9-7 and won the division. So Dallas has to be optimistic on that. But the bottom line is they have to go out there and hit a grand slam in the NFL draft. So it's going to be wait and see if the Cowboys are going to do that. I know the affection that Jerry Jones has for Tony Romo, but at the same time, you have to be realistic right now. This is a 36-year-old quarterback that you're dealing with. It is time to look ahead for the future. Even if the Cowboys decide to go on a quarterback early, it's not like Jerry Jones and Jason Garrett, the Cowboys head coach, are going to give the keys over to the youngster right away. You can still win with Romo, but the bottom line is your window for winning with Romo right now is extremely small. So you have to look at the future for the if you're the Dallas Cowboys. You have to make sure that this draft right here is a solid and thorough one for you, and then you can be right back into contention in the NFC East. So folks, that's going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there's a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care, and have yourselves a wonderful day.